This week on Minnesota Native News, critique of the state hearings over the proposed Sandpiper Pipeline, assessing vulnerability to climate change on tribal lands, and more.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. The proposed Sandpiper oil pipeline has been the subject of hearings over the past 2 weeks at the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission in St. Paul. This is the latest stage in the state's multi-year process to decide if there's a real need for this pipeline to carry Bakken crude oil across northern Minnesota. Winona LaDuke is executive director of Honor the Earth, a Native-led environmental organization based in the White Earth Nation. She says Honor the Earth is against the pipeline, and she's highly critical of the state's decision-making procedures.
The PUC process has pretty much excluded the tribes as government agencies and assumed that it has some jurisdiction over the 1855 treaty area in which we would retain use rights and harvesting rights.
She says the state has a mandate to consult with tribes when it comes to the ceded territories where they retain some rights. There have been no formal meetings between the Public Utilities Commission and tribal governments as part of the state's proceedings on the proposed Sandpiper Pipeline. Some Ojibwe tribes in Minnesota are among the communities most vulnerable to the effects of climate change. That's according to a recent report called Minnesota Climate Change Vulnerability Assessment by the state's Department of Health. Melissa Townsend has the story.
It's widely recognized that climate change can create serious weather-related events like severe heat wave, drought, flooding, poor air quality, and the rise of some diseases spread by insects like ticks and mosquitoes. This report from the Minnesota Department of Health identifies the counties in the state where these things are most likely to occur. Now, that may seem pretty elementary. It's hotter in the south, wetter in the north, and air pollution is worse around the urban regions. That's basically true, but this report tells us who in the state is most vulnerable to these events. And that's where things might be surprising.
Just because an event doesn't occur doesn't mean that you're not vulnerable.
That's Dan Simonic, the supervisor of the Environmental Impacts Unit in the State Department of Health.
The kinds of things that drive the vulnerability are things like high poverty. One topic or one area was lack of car availability, so therefore you're not able to, say, get out of a heat wave or respond to some more catastrophic weather event or something like that.
So, for example, it's pretty unlikely that the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota will experience a severe heat weather event. But according to this report, people living on those tribal lands are especially vulnerable to severe heat because it doesn't look like they have the resources to cope with the high temperatures. On the other hand, the people at the Shakopee Mittauwakaton Sioux community are very likely to experience significant air pollution, but they're not considered vulnerable to the conditions because they have the resources to deal with it. Simonic says he hopes this data will help county and tribal governments plan their emergency responses to severe weather events. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Tribal leaders and members gathered recently for the Boys for It State of the Band address at the tribe's Fortune Bay Casino and Resort. According to a statement from his office, Chairman Kevin Lisi's State of the Band speech articulated a shift for the band. Lisi characterized the last 10 years as a period of rapid growth. He said successful business ventures have helped the tribe build new infrastructure, provide better health care, education, and cultural resources. And now, he says, it's time to slow that growth and fine-tune what's already been built. Minneapolis-based visual artist Julie Buffalohead is featured in the first exhibit of the year at the Minnesota Museum of American Art in St. Paul. Buffalohead is a member of the Ponca tribe of Oklahoma and was born and raised in the Twin Cities. Christina Chang, curator of engagement at the museum, says the museum is focused on showing work from artists across Minnesota. She says she was particularly determined to feature Julie Buffalohead's work.
It is just plain good art. So not wanting to say, oh, this is good art because it's Native American, but it is good art, period. And she's Native American. Let's get her into the discourse about what American art generally is.
The exhibit is up through February 22nd at the Minnesota Museum of American Art in St. Paul. This is Minnesota Native News.